tell me about your experience in getting a quality education for your son or daughter.
You know, I have to say we've received some wonderful services over the years, but I had significant challenges getting at times services for my son. I'm an attorney, and it was, you know, a situation in which we were told at one point we had to agree to a placement sight unseen. I was asked for instructional materials. I knew how to make a document request. I wasn't provided with instructional materials. A lot of obstacles were thrown in my way, and at that point I realized, you know, here I am, you know, an attorney, and I'm having struggles. What is it like for parents who aren't attorneys and can't afford one?
And the burden of proof, if you find that the program your child is in is inadequate, now is on the parents. This would shift the burden to the school district, to defend the school system, to defend their program. I'm curious, you know, you as an attorney had a problem. What do you hear from other parents?
I hear a lot of frustration. I hear a lot of parents feeling that they're not being listened to in IEP meetings. I hear a feeling of a lack of accountability. You know, I once found out my son's IEP was not being implemented as written, and the principal at that time said, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to amend it and give your son less time, and if you don't like it, sue me.
If you don't mind me asking, how old is your son?
Middle school.
Middle school. Okay, so he's in middle school. Now, this particular bill, why is this bill important?
It will promote accountability because, for one thing, the school districts will always have to present their case. They will go first. It will result in IEP decisions that are the result of whether the IEP is appropriate and not whether a parent has simply failed to meet a burden of proof.
And this is definitely with IEPs. It is not one size fits all for a curriculum. Right?
Absolutely. An IEP is supposed to be structured to meet the child's individualized, unique needs.
Okay. And just for those of us, I think I know what IEP stands for, but what does IEP stand for?
Individualized Education Program.
That's what I thought it meant. Okay.